Shalom, brethren. Greetings in the name of the Lord. My topic today is on our spiritual food. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and care towards us. We invite your presence as I touch on the topic today, our spiritual food. May your Holy Spirit help us in this study of your word. We ask it this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All life depends on food for growth. Without proper nourishment, the physical body will soon be weakened and will not be able to function well. In like manner, our spiritual life needs to be sustained by the right spiritual food for it to grow and prosper. Being a Christian is a matter of growth. What is the nutrient for our spiritual life? It is the Word of God, the Bible. From the Bible, our spiritual body gets its spiritual nutrients. As with the natural body, the spiritual body needs to have a spiritual diet daily. What then is the spiritual food? It is the reading of the Bible and believing in the power of the Word. Just as we trust the natural food we eat daily to provide us the nutrients and energy for our body, we should also trust that the power of the Word of God will be able to sustain our spiritual life. How do we read the Bible so that the spiritual body can absorb the nutrients from the Word of God when it is broken down? Read the Bible diligently. To have a deep understanding of a topic, we need to study deeply into it. Unless we study the Bible deeply, we will not understand the Bible. The Bible guides, like the Strong's Concordance, for example, can be used to help us in our study. We have to be diligent in studying the Bible. Read the Bible prayerfully and meditate on the Word of God. Implore the Spirit of God to reveal to us the biblical truths so that we can apply them in our life. We can never understand the Bible based on our own understanding. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. Thus, it can only be understood when the Spirit of God gives us the power to discern and grasp its meaning. We can read books written on spiritual truths, but the best teacher and interpreter is the author himself, which is none other than God. Reading the Bible during our quiet time together with prayer prayers is good. If we want to truly understand the Bible, we must first endeavor to want to obey the word. John chapter 15 verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Fasting can enhance our prayer life, which will enrich our spiritual life. Psalm chapter 35 verse 13. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my bosom. Fasting can become prayer to a praying Christian, because fasting can intensify and amplify the power of prayer. It fulfills what prayers sometimes cannot achieve. Fasting can allow us to have a better understanding of the Bible, and sometimes revelations are shown as our prayers are intensified and our spirit is filled with the glory of God. Memorizing the Bible is a powerful restraining force in our life. Psalm 119 verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. During a moment of temptation, a verse memorized flashes into the mind and keeps us from committing that sin. Memorizing the Bible is a helpful tool to us as a soul winner. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no need to use our own words and arguments, which are not always effective. Our spiritual health, growth, and strength depend on the time spent in our Bible study. The more time we spend on studying the Bible daily, the healthier is our spiritual life. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A healthy spiritual life allows us to have victory over sin and maintain the joy and peace in Christ. Hearing the word of God is another way to receive the spiritual food. Nowadays, we have very advanced technology which allows us to listen to the exposition of the word from all over the world. The daily devotion platform is a good example. How do we study the Bible? We can choose a Bible character and study what the Bible says about him. Break the character down into 1. why God talks about him. 2. What God sees in him. 3. His good and bad points. 4. How important is he in the Bible and what is his role? 5. What can we learn from the character? We can study topics on faith, repentance, grace, fear of God, holiness of God, and so forth. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It is important to study the doctrines so that we will not be swayed to and fro in the faith. It also allows us to contend for the truth when questioned. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We can use good reference books like the Strong's Concordance, Wilmington's Guide to the Bible, Haley's Bible Handbook, and Davies' Dictionary of the Bible to help us in our study. Another method is staying in one book until we have mastered it. You may look at the historical background, the type of believers, the conditions of the church, culture, the timeline of the events, etc. I'm sure there are other methods to study the Bible. Within the course of your Christian life, you may master the entire Bible. In conclusion, I would like to say, a Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a Christian who isn't. God bless you. Shalom.